Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Wednesday. It's February 15th, 2023. It is 2:04 p.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And before we get started, then, I'm focusing quite a bit of time on, maybe some might think it's a little bit too early, but these are not going to be planted outside until about a month and a half, I do believe. And been getting a lot of advice from quite a few people, and appreciate you guys sending me information. This is what I was outside yesterday after doing my report, and this is the sun shelves, whatever you want to call them, and both windows. I may put them upstairs. I have kind of have permission to do that. And this is where my little seed babies are going to go into little cups and sit on the south side of the house. Once they germinate more, I think like 2 weeks or something. I have to wait for the sprouts to get a certain length. And we'll go through the links and I'll show you a page I pulled up because I did a little research on nanosilver. The use of nanosilver helping seeds, and that was after one of you wrote to me about, you know, watching for color in the paper towels that are inside the bags. These guys. If you see any white spotty areas, then that's going to be a fungus. And it could be bacteria, it's a mold, if it's black. But then, when did some research, and nanosilver, looks like my 10 parts per million nanosilver, is going to be added to the spray bottle for keeping these moist, and it just takes a teeny bit of nanosilver to stop anything that's like that. And the paper that I read showed that germination was increased. So out of the number of seeds from the control group that was regular, the nanosilver group had a higher percentage of germination. And so it looks like it's going to be another win for the same defense that we have against a biological weapon, helping us grow more food. That's what it looks like right now. So there's the shells. There's a little wood-burning stove, not using it at the moment. We may be done using it, but there's supposed to be, when we go through the links, I'll show you severe weather coming through. It looks like, just as normal, that we're going to miss, there could be 5-inch hail. That was my concern. I'd have to go out and tip all of my solar panels if that was going to be the case, but it looks like that's going to form south of us. And this northwest corner of Arkansas seems to get lucky. And I think it's because of the elevation being higher than the rest of what's around us. And then, if you haven't caught it, then Eric interviewed me this morning, and that interview is posted right, let's say, 01. That is the right link that's there, but I need to change these. I can't believe that I did that. Oh, I was going to go fix that. Stop recording. But it turns out I didn't hit the refresh button. So the old information was there. And so this is the interview from this morning with Eric. And then the 2023 Black Star Report newsletter number 5 is now complimentary. And along with newsletter number 5 for 2022, near the end of the year, came out. The first two Mystery Report newsletters they've been started. I haven't had the time to be able to get those finished yet and get the videos made. I'll get to that just as soon as I can. And I think that was all that I had to share from what happened earlier today. So newsletter number 7 is almost completed now. It's going to be probably around 90 pages. Whenever it's finished. Tomorrow afternoon, then it'll be uploaded to the 2023 Dropbox folder for newsletter subscribers. Hope you'll subscribe. Just go to the website, go down the page, and hit that subscription button. It's just $25 per year. Best way to support TerraZora3.com. Numbers came in from my partner, New. Here's the two turkey quakes for week 50. And they've had, and this is five quakes now for week 50 for the last 8 years. As we're coming to outside orbital position, show you the charts on that tomorrow. Hold those out. So when you click on the video, it's no longer just MP3. When you go to the website, click on Eric's interview, you'll see that it's actually a video that I'm making just like this one. And as I'm explaining things, I'm pulling up pages and pointing at things, make it a little more interesting. Then three, just like last year, of the six magnitude earthquakes. 53, this is a new high water mark with the two 7-pointers. 53, the highest we had previous to that was just 44 of the five magnitude earthquakes. Then almost 400 of the 2.54 magnitude earthquakes. The high water mark is back here in 2020. We had 551. That's what it looks like at the bottom of the chart. The descending numbers, 5, 2, 1, 34, 32, 21. All the numbers descending leading up to just looks like a jolt, doesn't it? Jolt week. They may end up putting a J over here in this. The O is going to show up here in week 1, outside orbital position, counterpart to this one in week 26. That's when we should see minimum values. So if you look through here, you'll see larger numbers on either side, larger numbers on either side, and our minimum numbers right there at outside orbital position. We should see similar situation right here. If you go back to last year, outside orbital position, then I mean, it doesn't always happen that way, but generally you see the one with the six magnitude earthquakes, large numbers on either side, but this 43 is the anomaly right here, and we're hovering in the greeny weenies around 250, 260. Outside orbital position doesn't always happen that way, but that's the common pattern that we have. In week one, we have the minimum values. We'll see if how things are going to shake out, and I'll know once the 2023 orbit cycle begins and some time goes by, then I'll know if we have to add a 53rd week. Don't expect that to happen because that happened last year. Black star, if it's moving 3.5 degrees left in the orbit diagram or less, then we will not have another, or even up to, since we just had a move last year. I'll explain that more tomorrow. It's the tracking, charting and tracking method that I use for tracking the back black star. Sometimes it's apparent right away that we're going to have 52 weeks. Sometimes we have 53. Back when the investigation started, we would have 54 weeks sometimes, because the black star was moving left in the orbit diagram 12 degrees. So you have 360 degrees in a circle and 365 days in a year. So we're moving just about a degree per day. So that the leftward movement of the black star is what tells me. Sometimes I don't know that until weeks into the new orbit cycle. So this was not the original top story. It was what's going on with the biological weapon, the urgent meetings that are going on, and this is really the top story. The bird flu could mutate and kill more than half the humans on the planet. If they weaponize this and this becomes the next pandemic, this could kill a whole bunch of people. But with all the articles you guys sent to me, the war is most certainly, it's being stepped up. A lot of threats, a lot of positioning and posturing and saber rattling happening right now because of what I expect to happen right around the 25th, like on the 24th of last year. The 23rd, we weren't in the war. 24th, we were in the war. Right at outside orbital position is when that transition took place. And I expect that the step up, you can see all the preps are in place. And I expect that's what Russia is going to do. And not only Russia, I expect China is going to begin clearing their voice, clearing their throat. And they're given a script by the global banks cartel. And I think it's time for them to chime in. And a lot of other big players and small players also. So Leopard tanks will burn. There's nothing the Americans, the Germans, or anybody can give to the Ukrainians that's going to change the war. There's nothing. All that's impossible. The reason that it's happening is because the West is being weakened. So we're sending tanks, Germany's sending tanks, and it's weakening, it's diminishing our own arsenals, our own supply of defenses. And with supply chain problems, and with dependence on China, particularly, for the chips to keep everything going, then the United States is kicking, it's shooting itself in the head, really, not even in the foot, in the head. Depletion of the oil reserves, you need that in war. So right when we need it, we're not going to have it. And Biden, Biden's handlers, they've been using the reserves to do their best to keep the prices low. I don't know if you knew it or not, but the Europeans have been subsidizing the increase in energy costs now to the tune of $1 trillion to stop the riots in the streets. That's why you haven't seen the riots as bad. They got lucky on the weather so far. And the people are being helped with handouts so far. At some point, then those handouts are going to stop because it's time for that to stop. And they're going to want anarchy so they can release the Kraken, release the military on their own people. As that's happening, the elite run to the underground cities. That's the way I see things shaking out. So it doesn't matter what it is, tanks, jets, doesn't matter what it is, air superiority, the missile superiority, taking out tanks and such, belongs to Russia, who is working hand in hand with China and BRICS. So these are the related articles, the public display of gross incompetence in the United States and NATO. Bunch of freaking woke tards is sickening and pathetic. I mean, even if they're half as pathetic as they appear, the United States is in a whole lot of trouble. I think that their song and dance is to make America look weak, like with Biden. That encourages other nations to stand up and take action. Then China threatens countermeasures against the United States entity. This is the threats. That's the key word right there, threatens. We'll see what's happening on the other side of the 25th. This is the dress rehearsal. The threats. It's time for China to start making threats. NATO eyes fighting two wars. So, this is the kind of news we should expect to see just before China does get involved more militarily and before the Russians begin attacking Poland and Germany, and then we'll find out who's next. French historian says that World War III's already started. That seems to be the reality for the troops on the ground, for what's happening on the ground, is that World War III's already started. It's like the Canamera, Mexico here in the United States. It's already, Canamera, Mexico has existed for quite some time. You can see by the policy with the destruction of the southern border, but they're just waiting for everybody to catch on that this is what's happening. That's why there's no defense of the border and nobody's enforcing the law, because Canamera, Mexico doesn't have a southern border along the United States. But World War III is already going. It's just going to take a while for everybody to figure that out. Transition comes after outside oil position, like I keep saying. Then the Norwegian intelligence raised the alarm over the Russian nuclear escalation because of the changes that have been made and the elements that are now carrying nuclear weapons. The Russians, they're getting ready to do something. And that's where the electromagnetic pulse from the nukes, micro nukes, that's where that threat comes in. And they don't have to use the balloons or anything. It seems to me the whole balloon story, you don't see me covering a lot, is that the balloon components, those elements have been used against Americans for a long time. It's just people weren't aware of it. Then all of a sudden, it's brought to the attention. And you know that there's something going on with the lies and the deception and what's really going on because of the way that this first balloon, the narrative, the China spy balloon. This is not China. It had everything to do with China. But that was the narrative right from the start when this thing was in Montana. And they kept that, telling that same lie. And they deliberately shot it down, and they aimed at the payload, not at the balloon. Deliberately targeted the payload because they wanted to destroy the evidence. Because the components are American. And they didn't want to let the cat out of the bag of what's really going on here, which is lettered agencies weaponized against Americans, and the electromagnetic pulse weapons that are going to be used are going to be launched, likely using these platforms, by Americans against Americans. Even though China's going to stand up and say, oh yeah, we did it, because they're working with the House of Rothschild too. Just like Russia, China, everybody. So we're being duped, basically. And the Americans, Biden and the administration, they're just getting their memo each morning and they're just reading their lines. Even if it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. Their lines are coming from the Global Bankster Cartel and the Council on Foreign Relations. Then NORAD conducting planned defense exercises off British Columbia and Washington State. Most people didn't know that. They've been using the NORAD exercises that were supposed to be Tuesday. Remember, Tuesday evening or whenever the weather permitted. And I'm searching and not seeing. We saw 2 days ago, they said, well, it's going to happen on Tuesday. So is it happening or isn't happening? I couldn't find the information, but when I was searching for it, it's when I found this. NORAD conducting planned defense exercise off on the other coast. Western sanctions bring Russia and India closer. And both are part of BRICS. Obviously, they're closer. Though India and China are going to replace all the customers in the whole planet for Russia's resources. And then everybody else that's in BRICS, they're added on. Nothing for the Americans, nothing for France, nothing for Germany, nothing for the enemies of the Russian state. Or for the enemies of BRICS, is what it's boiling down to. You're not seeing the narrative shaped that way yet. Until we get to the other side of the destruction of the petrodollar, which we'll go through the links, so I'll show you. Some people say petrodollar is already dead. And in some venues, if you will, some countries that have stopped purchasing oil using reserve dollars, U.S. petrodollars, then that's already happened, but it hasn't happened globally yet. You'll know really fast when the petrodollar is really dead, because Piggly Wiggly will not be able to raise their prices fast enough. By the time they stamp it, the price is going to go up. Hyperinflation is what's going to be the result. And precious metals are going to explode. Silver, hundreds of dollars for 1 ounce of silver that you can get right now for $25. The opportunity, I was looking at the prices, looking at the premium, the opportunity's there right now to get a great, great, not quite as good as it was just recently when it was the premium. Well, the spot price was $17.80. That was about the bottom. But the premiums were higher. So you got the premiums in the twos now. And the price down in the 21s. And that's a golden opportunity. Get hold of Dan and have him send you some. You need some small denomination silver, 1 ounce coins. And imagine paying $25 for them. And then each of them was worth $600 on the other side of what's coming. The thing is, it'll cost $600 for what it costs for $30 right now. So if you're sitting in dollars, you're going to get burned because they're going to be worthless. Your silver, you'll be able to get those $600 so you can buy what you can buy now for $25. That's kind of what it's boiling down to, although those numbers are not going to be exactly. It's not going to be that bad. But those that are holding silver and gold and guns and ammo and seeds, and have their own garden growing, and a wood-burning stove, we're going to be the ones that are ahead of the game, in my view. We're going to be able to hold out the longest. So whenever the troops, they're going down the streets, and they have these loudspeakers for anybody that needs assistance, anybody that needs help, that's what they're going to do before they actually bang on doors. Because people are going to be desperate. They're going to be locked in their house. They're going to be afraid to come outside. The plague's going to be out. Mad Max is going to be out there. People are going to be scared to even leave the house. And then they're going to run out of supplies. And so here come the military people If you're in distress, if you're in need, then we have a FEMA camp for you. That's the likely scenario. Because there's no confrontation that way. Going house to house, people get shot. Loudspeaker saying, we're here to help. Dupes are going to, well, people that are desperate, they're not prepared. They're going to have no choice. Okay, FEMA camp, yeah. We can get our satellite TV and we can get, you know, watch a movie or something and keep up with the news and be with our fellow Americans and get food, see all the selling points. Thing is, when they get inside, it's going to be like a roach motel. You come in and you don't go out, at least you're not alive. Processing. At some point, the elite need to mobilize, which all the FEMA camps are already activated, but they need to process people into fertilizer for feeding the children of their New World Order. So they have to carry out that aspect of the Third Reich. That's what Hitler did. And that's what these Fourth Reich monsters, that's what they're going to do too. So the scenario I just described is the way that they make that happen. Then more related stories. Then Hungary, this is the split. The Eurozone is splitting, and it's splitting over Ukraine. And see, Hungary's clarify split with EU over Ukraine, expecting more of this is going to happen. There's going to be ultimatums. More and more nations joining BRICS. How long before Hungary says, we need to join? It's boiling down to the West versus the East. Russia, China, and they're taking over the whole world using Brazil, using South Africa, and using India, and now OPEC Plus in the Middle East. You see how there's a coalition of countries joining BRICS, and they're on one side, and that's joining the East. And then the West, petrodollar, United States, Europe, you know, the Eurozone, and others. And that the exceptions are Japan and South Korea, others, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, unless somehow or another, I mean, yeah, Canada's been sold out to China too, but we'll see if they get BRICS membership, and I don't see that happening. Like Newsom has sold us out, Biden sold us out, but the thing is, these sellouts, these traitors, doesn't seem to me they're going to be treated nicely by the Chinese and the Russians. It seems like that they're just going to be killed. Because if Newsom is going to be a traitor to his own people, Newsom is also going to be a traitor to this new alliance. So he has no credibility whatsoever. That's what that's the way I would expect traitors to be dealt with. So they think they're going to be insiders. They're like, yeah, come on in. And the troops will come right on in, right across the border. Newsom won't stop them. But then they'll kill Newsom on the way. Because he can't be trusted. Then, Ukraine army to burn houses. They're going to burn their own houses to create a smoke screen as they retreat. Ukraine has no choice but to retreat. They see the offensive that's being mounted right now. It's like Russia is a gigantic snake and they're positioning Ukraine to be swallowed whole right now. Things are going to transition to the next level. And then what happens whenever Putin has Ukraine? You think he's going to stop there? That's not the plan. The smokescreen is that Putin is restoring the old USSR, which includes the nations to the north, Ukraine. But that's the smokescreen. That's the illusion that's being fed, when in reality, World War III is going to begin, and then all the leaders run to the underground arc cities. So it seems to me, if the Black Star is coming in May, they're getting ready to jumpstart World War III up to the next level. Then, the largest hypermarket chain in Russia, Far East, imposes limits amid buying frenzy. I'll show you when we go through the links. Fear of shortages. Well, what's happening here in the United States is happening there. People realizing, holy cow, there's something bad about to happen, and they're running to the stores and they're buying everything. The fact that people are not awake and aware in your environment is a good thing. That allows you to prepare. You can go down to Tractor Supply, you can go down to Home Depot, you can go down to Piggly Wiggly, you can still get the things you need. As soon as everybody realized how desperate the situation really is, you're going to try to go down there and get something. And you're not going to be able to get anything. So it's your opportunity right now. Then the WHO calls urgent meeting on killer virus. This is what's going on with the hemorrhagic. If this has been weaponized, then the world's in a whole lot of trouble. And the world's already in a whole lot of trouble because of the weakened immune systems. Not as much in Africa, because a lot of Africa is not, they're being transfected, yeah, but at a way slower rate than the rest of the world, because they didn't take, a lot of them didn't take the vax. So when it jumps out of Africa and is traveling around the world, and its populations that have compromised immune systems, this thing jumps to another level, particularly if it's deliberately been weaponized. So in other words, you have Marburg that's being transmitted from human to human, airborne. Whenever we have that type of a scenario, and if that happens along with the avian airborne and the activation of the SARS biological weapon that's already out there, that would be the likely scenario sitting in the shoes of the House of Rothschild. Just, you know, imagine 90 days before they expect to be interaction with the Black Star, geological pole shifts. So we reach this 90-degree position. This is the type of things. I'm listening to the Canadian prepper guy, and he's noticing a pattern like I am, that things are happening, and it's in sequence, and they're happening together at the same time, because this is deliberate. It's being done on purpose. Bird flu may kill more than 50% of humans on the earth. Some of those kill 90% of the people that are infected. Watch the controlled, this story's not going to go away for a while, the controlled release. But there are other stories like this that are not being covered. Why the spotlight's on this? Because there are other train derailments. There's a train derailment in the United States about every 3 days. There's all kinds of catastrophes that are happening. Then health concerns grow as more toxic chemicals on derailed Ohio train than first made public, because there's a cover-up that's going on. And the evidence is going to show this was preconceived. This was done deliberately on purpose. This train was on fire 40 minutes before it derailed. That's a lot more going on here than meets the eye. And for me, this is about timing, as we're coming down side orbital position and what they're planning to do on the other side of that. Because this is a preliminary to reaching outside orbital position. Things on the other side are going to be worse. Ohio woman finds all of her chickens and her rooster dead 10 miles away following the mushroom cloud. Ohio residents hit by wave of sickness after train. If anybody is anywhere near where this is happening, you need to run and get away. This situation is way worse than what they're saying. And then derailed train in Ohio was on fire 40 minutes before it was derailed. It's deliberate. Act. Global food inflation is leading to frightening explosion in hunger. Whenever you see this frightening explosion of hunger, you get additional migration. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people that are migrating. And then they join the migration through the southern border of the United States. They go into Europe. They go into UK. They go wherever it is that they can get a handout. And the global elite have already set up programs for processing them into the system, because those illegal aliens are needed to exacerbate Mad Max scenario once the music stops. So the economy here in the United States is all fake. It's been fake. It's been running on 0% interest rates since the 2008 crash. But now they're raising the rates and raising the rates because they're destroying the economy on purpose. So they're keeping the music going. Supply chains crashing. They're keeping the music going so that you can go down the Piggly Wiggly and get something. But at some point, it's going to stop. And when it stops, you're either going to be prepared and ready or you're not. Because when the music stops, about 3 days later, people are going to go to the stores. There's going to be no food. And they're going to become extremely desperate. And then they are going to become Mad Max. So people that you know, friends of friends, are going to be affected likely first, and then your friends and your family, and then you. If you're sitting in a big blue state in a big blue city, it's going to happen sooner. If you're working with a survival group in a remote area where you can have some insulation, then you are going to be able to watch the threat as it gets closer and closer and closer. You're going to have more time, in other words. And if you're connected with Amish people and people that are working the land and have, you know, they have cows and they have butter and meat and ham, and you have something to barter with, you're going to be in a much better shape than if you're sitting in the big city thinking you're going to go down to, you know, Winn-Dixie or something. Then 53 schools, not a single student can do math. And not a single student, see, this is the reading, there's different charts in here. And I was looking at some of the numbers, the school spending per student. You have school spending for the students up to over $56,000 being spent per student. And zero of them are proficient in reading. And zero of them are proficient in math. This is the way things shake out as societal support mechanisms. Perfect example of societal support mechanism collapse. Right there. Oh, then, see, I can have some formatting to do here with the newsletter. And this is what, this is Jason and Martin. You've been writing to me, and others of you. Appreciate you writing to me. Give me your, I mentioned about rotting, and I went back and looked at my notes and at the messages that rotting had to do with planting outside when it's still too cold. And it didn't have to do with, because I think Jason and Martin, both of you said, you don't understand them, how there could be rotting when you're just, you know, germinating seeds inside for a week or something like that. So I think I gave you the wrong impression about that. I was warned about that, but that was if the weather has to be warm enough, having warmth and not cold, outside environment. Then this is the pictures. I showed them to you over here. It's outside after dark. I had the light. The you know what I enjoy? My dad was a carpenter. I'm a carpenter, and not a finished carpenter, you know, the top of the line that requires a truck full of tools and all that. Don is the guy that did this here tile work for me, which I could have done, but Don can too, and he did this work for me. He's more of a finished carpenter than I am, but I'm more of a finished mason. And but anyway, I really love doing this. The thing that I enjoyed yesterday about building these, this was a sheet of plywood. It was one of my, I like to get extra materials when we go to Home Depot and stuff. This is all from one sheet of plywood and two little extra pieces from another piece. Otherwise, everything worked out perfectly. But the thing that I really enjoyed was plugging in my table saw to the work shed out there that is running on solar power. I was able to run everything, and my power tools, the lithium batteries, are charged with the sun. That I enjoyed that part. And the another thing that just happened to work out is there's a heating vent underneath this, and underneath this you can't see them, in the floor. So the heating vents come right up here to keep this warmer. And soon you're going to be seeing little cups out here, you know, for the, right now, I did move the seeds. The fellow that I was reading said to keep them in the dark, but then I was listening to you guys. You're telling me, bring my seeds out. And so now they're sitting here on this shelf to get some sunlight during the day. And I was thinking that it was going to be only a week or something before I moved them in the soil. That's why I ran out here to do this last night, you know, yesterday. But now I realize that it could be 2 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on the plants, before I'm ready to get those into the pot. And I also learned that I'm not going to be fertilizing anything, because the potting soil has its own fertilizer in it. And so until they're moved outside, until they're at least like 5 inches tall, then I'm going to start the regular fertilizing system. And then the next thing was that we have hydroponic systems that I've already purchased. I haven't even opened the boxes on them yet. And it's making me wonder if I shouldn't also have hydroponic systems going. And because I can run a cord and talked to David about getting a circuit from outside from the batteries. The house is still running on regular power. But I would like to have a circuit that's running off the batteries. There's a lot of stored energy out there I'm not using. And these lights, if I do set up hydroponics, then I would want those lights to be running off solar rather than off the house. I'm thinking about doing that too, and it's because of the threat from like what you're seeing in Ohio. So what if we have an event here in Arkansas or Oklahoma or Texas, and we're downwind, and we have some type of radiation or some type of something that renders everything in the garden, you know, and you can't eat it. What are you going to do? All my eggs are in that basket, right? Well, I might need to think about. My plan was to utilize the hydroponics if these other methods, because that's indoors. And even in the winter, we have the heat. We have the light coming in. We have the heat from this system here. If we're running on battery power, even if the battery power goes off, we still have the light coming in the window and still have the heat coming from the wood burning stove, to be able to keep something going, either if it's sprouts or if it's, you know, it's regular plants. So I'm looking forward to, it's going to be a month and a half process before I'm ready to move everything outside. But you're going to see little cups and little seeds, and we'll be able to watch them grow. I was pretty excited last year growing squash and growing tomatoes and things that called them my little babies. I'm doing it different this year, and rather than depending on my friends, then I'm starting right from the germination process here in February, and you guys will be able to, you know, keep up with the reports and check it out. And if you have some advice, send it in. I don't know a lot about doing this. I'll get it figured out and be very good at it and be able to write articles and help other people on it, but I'm not at that point yet. But I'm looking forward to it. And are they telling us what's coming next? That's from yesterday. Yes, they are telling us what's coming next. Then I got 1 hour and 14 minutes into this report, and my comment to Mike Adams today was, he's talking about dating for non-vaxxers. And before that, he was hacking on people on the left, people that don't even know what's happening, and he considers himself red-pilled and informed. And the thing is that he's not red-pilled, he's not informed. He is about a lot of things, but not about the things that are important. Black Star, the super plume, the binary biological weapon. And he's showing some ignorance right here when he's talking about dating for non-vaxxers. He's talking about people, and you know, it's us and them, because we're pure bloods and we're non-vax. Not if you don't keep nanosilver in your system and sodium borate in your system. Both. You need the nanofilament replication inhibitor, and you need the RNA replication inhibitor, the oxygen enzyme activity inhibitor. You got to have it. Or else, you go to work, you go to the store, you go somewhere, and you're interacting with a vaxxer, and you're getting transfected. And then those components are in you. And then you're infecting and transfecting people in your environment. And you're walking around, because the biological weapon isn't activated, you're walking around thinking that you're a non-vaxxer, pure blood. Oh yeah, let's go on a date. You're a non-vaxxer, cool. No. This is a highly sophisticated binary biological weapon. It's in the environment. It's everywhere. It's in the corners of your house. You've already brought it in. It's on your money. It's in your wallet. It's in everything. You can only protect the individual cells of your body using the nanosilver and the sodium borate. There is no method for eliminating the biological weapon from the environment that I'm aware of. It's piling up everywhere, in the stores, in the shops, in your house, everywhere. Animals are being infected and transfected, and they are infecting and transfecting. So eventually, it's like Christ says at the end of the age, Matthew 24, if the days weren't shortened, no life would survive. No life would survive. None. The deer out in the forest, they are infecting and transfecting. The whales out in the ocean, infecting and it's happening at the whole planet. Deliberately and on purpose. You say, well, why would the monsters do that? Well, this is their plan. And this biological weapon is artificial intelligence assisted. so they can command AI to do whatever they want to do on the other side of what this, of what's shaking out. At least that's their plan. So I hack on them a little bit, but I haven't been doing nearly as many of these. And this is the extent of what I've done, like, for this week. Instead of, I used to sit here and type and type and type and type and type, and it's yelling at the wailing wall, not getting anywhere. So I left the links about the super plume, about the black star, sent them to the website, vaxxers, infecting and transfecting non-vaxxers, how to mix your nanosilver, the replication inhibitor. I'm trying to help some of the people that think they're red-pilled. The most difficult people in the world to help are people who think they're already red-pilled. They already got it because Mike Adams told me how smart I am. And you don't even know what a safe zone is. You don't even know if you're in a safe zone. You're on the coast thinking, oh, yeah, everything's going to be fine. Yeah, that's worse than those that are on the left that are taking the vax voluntarily. That's worse because you're representing yourself as a red-pilled survivalist, that you see what's happening and you've already made the revisions. I wish that was true. Majority of people, it's just not true. Most of the followers of Mike Adams already infected and transfected and infecting and transfecting other people. Biological weapons activated, they turn into a zombie until they're dead. That's the way it happens. And on the other side of this, we have a big, giant judgment, and then everything, everybody's telling the truth, is rewarded. And those that are, well, passing along lies, then they are recorded accordingly also. Public display of gross incompetence of U.S. NATO leaders. What a worthless individuals. China threatens countermeasures. Saber rattling. NATO eyes fighting two wars. French historian, World War III has already started. NORAD's conducting planned defense exercise over on the West Coast. Western sanctions bring Russia and India closer together. That's what, this is where all those stories came from, attached to the top featured article. Hungary clarifies split. It's going to be a lot more. So this creates its own polarization. Other nations in the EU going, we're with Hungary on this. So then you see that separation, that dividing of the EU. And on the other side of outside old position, I expect Putin's narrative is going to change. And we'll see what kind of offers that he's making to people like Hungary. And this is, from what I read in the story, Hungary and France, they want negotiations for peace right now because they see the writing on the wall. Ukraine's going to lose for certain. But if that was the case, Ukraine knew it was going to lose whenever they went up against Russia. They should have done that day one. Said, wait a minute, wait a minute. You know, on the 24th, whenever this first started, they should have said, okay, we want to be part of BRICS. We want to be part of this new union that's going on. And we've got oil. We'll buy gold. We'll do everything everybody else is doing. That wasn't the smartest thing that Ukraine could have done. But Ukraine, the Nazis running Ukraine, they're in on it. They're destroying their own people and their own country deliberately on purpose, planning to go to the underground Ark City and emerging into the New World Order. Ukrainian army, they're planning to burn houses. This house will be burned to create a smoke screen against the advance of the Russian army. So the Russian army is getting ready to converge from three directions. The largest hypermarket chain in Russia, big old gigantic, and that's what they're looking at. This is what's happening. People see the writing on the wall, World War III. Norwegian intelligence raises alarm because these ships that did not carry nukes are now carrying nukes. Expect that change to take place throughout the Russian military. WHO calls urgent meeting on the killer virus, so it's spreading in Africa. And it's when it gets outside of Africa into the highly populated areas. Then we'll find out if it's weaponized or not. Marburg, you're going to hear about Marburg and hemorrhagic fever globally. You're going to hear about it. Now, whether it emerges out of this episode, we'll see. But it's most certainly going to happen. It's going to be wide scale. It's going to be everywhere. blood is going to be running in the streets, and that blood's going to be infected, and it is going to infect people that are going to die within 7 days whenever they're exposed. That's the plague scenario that is coming for sure. But they're telling us pestilence. This is not the end of the age where pestilence is one of the horses, but this is very, very, very similar to what's going to happen here at the end of the age. And this is the controlled release of the chemicals. This whole thing is being staged. It's like a microcosm. It's a little version of what's being done to the United States in totality. Food. It's affecting the food, the chickens. You can see a piece of what's happening in this little scenario right here and to the entire United States. So the chickens that are dying, and there are chickens that are dying, the eggs that are going to be polluted, and this is what's happening. It's the weaponization of the lettered agencies against us. It's happening in slow motion right in front of us. Ohio woman finds all of her chickens. Toxic cloud. Wave of sickness. See, this is what's happening in Ohio. This wave of sickness, that's what's coming for the entire United States. And whenever that people are going to be running to the hospitals, you do not want to run to the hospital when everybody else is running to the hospital. It's going to be a convergence of all kinds of bad things amid weakened immune systems that are going to incubate everything. Derailed train was on fire for at least 40 minutes before it derailed. Food, global food inflation, that's going to lead to more migration. Then, I like to follow this guy. You can see this was more in my area. This is where the giant 5-inch hail is going to be, and it's going to slide right across just to the south of us. So these regions that are down in here, watch out. But I went through and looked at his maps, and right here in northwest Arkansas, we seem to be missing. See, they're just missing us, just missing us, just missing us. The wave's going to come through, but it's not going to be as compact of the air mass, mixing of the air masses. So the hot and the cold coming together, that's what causes this, and this, and this, and this. And that destruction that's coming right across here, just south of our position. So it's still cool enough, when it comes through to meet the hot air that's south of us, northwest Arkansas. So I don't feel the urge to run out and tip all my solar panels. For this episode anyway. U.S. regulators shut down insurance of Binance branded stablecoin. So there's an assault on these cryptocurrencies because they want to regulate it. They want to push you into the central bank digital currency. They want to make that. So it's, if you look at it like what they're doing with the dollar, they're collapsing the dollar. They're going to collapse these digital currencies too. And they're going to funnel people just like they're herding cattle into the central bank digital currency. That's what their plan is. So they have 100% complete command control. And whenever that happens, and it's going to happen, then people are going to have a card that's issued and is going to bypass everything. It's going to bypass your bank. It's going to bypass everything, your savings, your everything. You'll be working directly with the central bank. At that point, that's going to be on the other side of the collapse that's coming, because you can't depend on the banks because they've got the loans that are all defaulting all around you. When the collapse happens, just think what that means for mortgages. And the banks are holding the mortgages that are going into default right now, and the car loans that are going to default, the loans on pools, the loans on everything, and the lines of credit for all the businesses. All of that is going to collapse. And then the bank's going to wind up holding the bag, so the bank's going to have to run after money that's in the accounts. That's why I'm telling you, keep enough in to pay the bills, but whatever's in the bank, you should be willing to lose. And the cryptocurrency people, they're being herded the same way. And the safe haven for you and for them and for everybody, like I've been saying, silver. That's Dan and silver. And getting anything that's in paper, with CD, whether it's no matter what it is, stocks, bonds, anything. Get it into physical. So that's what I believe. That's what I believe in. Talk to your financial advisor. Don't make decisions because I said so. But that's what I'm doing. keeping a vast amount of money in the bank with a card, that's not the way to go. SEC cracking down on crypto in general. See, Kraken and... So, if you've been listening to me, I wouldn't own any cryptocurrency. This is one of the greatest federal government scandals of all time. This is talking about people work for the federal government that haven't been to work in 3 years and are collecting paychecks. They're going to put a bill out there that likely won't get passed because of the rhinos working with the Dems. That everybody's got to go back to work, and that's just really don't see that happening, because most of what works for the federal government are the liberals, those that are working on the left. 53, it's like the school unions, lefty liberals, and they would rest, the teachers would rather sit on their tail and stay at home and zoom it in and get a paycheck. 53, this is a, not a single student can do the math. Not even one. Then, Marv, you didn't send me this link, so I thought of you when you sent me something different, so I went and checked it out, just so we could look at the... None of the headlines got included in the newsletter. Turkey asked banks to set spread on gold. The more of the central banks, more the nations, they're focusing intently on gold and silver. Gold in particular, if they are leaning toward BRICS. Because that's one of the demands of BRICS, that you have to participate in the new world reserve currency. So they're going to have a certain number of nations, they're going to have a certain amount of gold, and that is going to be the backing for the new world reserve currency. So much oil, so much wheat, so much gold. And it's going to be commodity-based rather than fiat. All the fiat currencies in the world are going to die very rapidly. They're not worth anything. They're not worth anything right now. That's why if you get Dan to send you a box full of silver for a worthless dollar, that's what I would be doing. A global restructuring operation, and then you need gold, not dollars, which for me, silver is my gold. I don't have a heck of a bunch of dollars. China wants its currency, and a lot of people believe that if you have gold, you should be hitting silver with it. Because when the war that is coming, when that happens, silver is going to be in it so high demand. Right now, it's what, 80 to 90 to 1, gold and silver. That's going to go back to 15 to 1. And so there's going to be a windfall for, I know, you only buy the metals to preserve your wealth, but there's going to be a windfall for those who have silver. It's going to happen. China wants its currency to have global influence, obviously. Tehran wants Beijing's assistance to join BRICS. Like everybody else that has a brain, and if it's in the Middle East and it's OPEC Plus and OPEC, they all want to go in. Russia, and imagine what that means militarily, because we have a lot of bases there. And everything's changing. And the whole world, the United States, is the red-headed stepchild. Russia and the belligerent red-headed stepchild, the one that was pushing everybody around, that nobody, especially with Biden and his people in charge, then they're not liking the United States globally. Russia and Bolivia to trade national currencies. And more nations are doing that. They're saying, nope, petrodollar, don't need it. We'll just take your currency. Then leaders resigning. BRICS debates, expansion, Middle East. And reasons that you need gold and silver rather than dollars. U.S. petrodollar is dead. Heads up, BP Earthwatch. He's connecting the dots and realizing what's going on with BRICS. You just don't hear enough about BRICS in the lamestream media. My mouse is acting crazy. Then the Dow. Where's it winding up? It winds up in the green. Oh, just about where it was, because people are still believing the lie. Silver, 2162. 2164. It's hovering. Earlier today it was at 20. It was in the lower, below 250. Ford halts production shipments of its F-150. The the electric version, and this is like cryptocurrencies for me. I could not imagine owning an electric vehicle. Not going to happen. Give me my Dodge Ram Special Edition diesel turbo. That's what I want. And outrageous. Australian mother denied life-saving heart surgery because she's a non-vaxxer. And if they check their blood, they might find out she's been transfected. In that case, I mean, I can't imagine telling somebody to go get the vax, but in that case, if you're already transfected and you're going to die because you need the transplant, then at some point, I mean, you're trying to lengthen your number of days. We could be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I expect that's going to be in the month of May, just before the destruction comes suddenly, like the birth pangs. That's what I expect, but anything that we can do to lengthen the number of days we're walking on the earth gives us a better chance of being among the living whenever God calls us home. I really, really, really want to be numbered among the living, which I'm sure you guys do too. World Series poker players. Oh, the World Series of Poker. Discuss COVID vax regret on the hot mic that they've been having chest pains. And this is kind of what I expect to see just before the Black Star gets here. Everybody's awake and aware, and they realize. And then the revolution starts. It's planned. But then by the time that's happening, it's too late. Captain of the boys' soccer team. This guy was rescued in Thailand cave 2018. And now he keels over dead. They don't know why. I think we know why. Then this is, I wanted to go and look because I've got tons of nanosilver, and the warning was about fungus and about, you know, mold, which is fungus. And I know nanosilver kills fungus. And it makes me wonder when I go and look at the research, that am I going to see that there's an improvement or not? Treatment with nanosilver particles showed a significantly high germination rate, seedling growth compared to untreated seeds. It goes on about bacterial. So the bacterial threat and the fungal threat, that's responded to, that's neutralized by nanosilver. So I'm thinking my 10 parts per million. I'm gonna give that a whirl. I should probably have a test group and use and have a 500 million parts per million in the spray. But that's in, this is not, I'm not thinking of going 100% just with 10% nanosilver. It's in distilled water. Distilled water is not the best thing to grow with. You need nutrients. You need things in the water. It's better to have even in impurities and things in the water that the plant can use or not, rather than to have nothing or the plant. But I'm thinking about, you know, incorporated the 10 parts per million in there, see if I get more robust activity. I should, as a scientist, treat half and not half. And, you know, see if there's a difference. But since I've already read the data, I am concluding that there is a benefit. So that's the direction I'm going to go. So then something I'm going to do this year, didn't do last year, is what are the best flowers to plant in your garden? So I'm thinking ahead of the game, and there are plants that I can put out there. I've already got, it took me a while to figure out with the ants what to do. Got the solution. It's an oil that you use in these little canisters in the corner of the garden. Got that part figured out. Now, what are the, I want more pollinators. And I've got sunflower seeds. I wonder if the sunflower seeds is going to bring in more of the pollinators. Big giant flower out there. Just might do that. But then the best plants. If you guys have ideas, you can, I'm planting cucumbers and radishes and, you know, regular stuff. Squash. And stuff like that. And so if there's flowers that you can think of that for the, get the pollination up and repelling the different kind of beetles and things, and let me know what your thoughts are, and I will share that information. Then let's—I mean, I was really digging Canadian Prepper Guy. Let's listen to him just for a second. I'm just at an hour now.
Hi, folks. Canadian Prepper here. My friends, we are on borrowed time, so I would encourage you to live life and love life because it indeed is fleeting as we descend upon the inevitable convergence of all things SHTF right now, and it's all going to intersect at the exact same point in time. I do believe I'm talking about global conflict. I'm talking about economic catastrophe. I'm talking about new contagions, climate catastrophe, dystopian governments, artificially induced human obsolescence, robot wars, the whole nine yards. It's all just going to converge at the same point in time, and we're quickly approaching that point in time.
I want to turn down the sound just a little bit. Some of you have written to me and said these voices are a little bit too low, and I didn't want to turn my mic off because then after that it changes things too high for some reason. So Canadian Prepper Guy, he was on fire today, and he doesn't see the black star, doesn't see the super plume, but he sees the convergence of these events coming together and happening at the same time. Because this is orchestrated globally by the elite who know the black star is coming. And they're using these things to their advantage because they can. So people write and say, why do you think they would do it? Because they can. They're control freaks. They're even using AI. And he's talking about robot wars. Everything that he's talking about here, I expect to be implemented against us. And for me, that is why I moved out of Tampa, St. Petersburg area, 3 million people in a little bitty area, only 5 bridges off of out of Pinellas County. I mean, that was stupid of me to be sitting there in that type of situation. I moved from there. We have big pile of people right together to a place where there are 50 people per square mile in northwest Arkansas, where there are caves and caverns that are here and lots of opportunity to prep and prepare for what's happening.
That in the world's richest country, 30 million people are on the brink of a hunger cliff because they simply cannot afford rising grocery prices. Yep, you heard that right. Nearly 10% of the U.S. population is facing the threat of hunger, and about 70% of Americans say they're struggling to pay their grocery bills right now.
So what does that tell you? The 10% number is going to continue to increase to get closer to that 70% number. And as that happens, people are going to become more desperate. And people that are around the people, their mothers can't have food, they don't have food, then they can't afford to continue to support their mothers, their extended families that are starving. At some point, drastic measures have to come into play. At the same time that the food supply is under assault and illegal aliens are being brought in to create increased competition for diminishing resources. There's a convergence there, just like Canadian Prepper Guy is saying. These things converge and all hell breaks loose. That's what I hope that that's what I'm preparing for. That's what I hope that you're preparing for.
We have so much going on around our world right now. We have concerns that this world war has finally spilled over. It has become an unmanageable conflict. There are concerns about what could be months or even decades long spying programs that have so far been either left unchecked or unnoticed in the United States of America. We have a very real threat of a contaminant over Ohio in the USA.
There's just so much going on, and we're still on this side. We're 10 days away from outside orbital position. 10 more degrees, black star comes around, and the narrative is going to change. Watch and see. It's going to change. Everything's going to become accelerated on the other side, and these threats are going to change into action on the other side of what's happening. And more people, see, 10% of the people are right at starvation. They're starving. In here in the United States, 30 million people. In the United States. Imagine what that means globally. More and more desperate people. And again, it's not just those hungry people. It's the people in their environment, the ones that their loved ones that are watching them starve, that are going to be motivated into action. So more and more people followed home from grocery stores. More and more people robbed, shot, shootouts at Walmart. Accelerated. Moving forward. Again, sorry for the negativity and the bad report. It's just, it is what it is. It's like in the days of Noah, and I'm going on and on about the flood because that's the most important thing. Black star is coming. and the whole world's about to change. And leading up to that, the difference is that the elite of this day, they know it's coming, and they're making preps to be the ones that survive while doing everything they can to compromise us in the process. So if you listen to Roseanne Barr, she's on Fox News more and more. She was on Gutfeld last night. I caught a little bit of her, and I think she's right. She's right about a lot of things, but she says that they're trying to kill us. They're killing us. That's what they want to do, and that's what's happening all around us right now. It's why, my view, you're seeing the opposite response to this Ohio fire than you should see. Instead of putting out the fire, they ignite a fire. Exactly the opposite. And this thing is dragging on, and it's dragging on and on and on and on. And creating, exacerbating problems that are facing the entire nation, food shortages and sickness and everything else. There's a pattern here. I hope that you see it. I hope that you're motivated to prepare. I hope that you get your nanosilver while you still can. Remember, shipping from now on until further notice is on Fridays. So packaging happens throughout the week, and then Fridays is shipping. No more Tuesday shipments. Subscribe right down here. Get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, shipping on Friday. It'll be number 94 is the one that's on the block right now. Maybe we'll get to 100 before the Lord God takes us home. We'll see. And then when you order your nanosilver, you get $800 worth, five little 2-ounce bottles. And dilute that, you get instructions right here. And you get 15 liters of nanosilver, last you quite a while. Neutralizing biological weapon threats. And I get just the number of uses for nanosilver is just miraculous. 500 parts per million and various concentrations. It's going to be great, great, great to have this in your arsenal whenever the peanut butter hits the fan and there's no going to a doctor, there's no going to the pharmacy or anything like that. When everything in the medicine cabinet is no longer any good, expiration date, this has a shelf life of 20 years. Keep it in a dark place at room temperature. And remember that shipping to places like Minnesota is on hold. And you can write to me. I've got two orders to go to Minnesota right now. You write to me whenever you think. I sent one and all the bottles burst. And so when you think that the coast is clear, because I'm doing that, I'm looking at your forecast, and if it says below zero and you don't have a post office box, then that's something that that we're going to hold off on. I would like to get it to you sooner, but we have to, you know, be realists, and I'll ship that to you just as soon as possible. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at tarot03.com, and I'll see you on the next Black Star. The full report is coming out tomorrow.